And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. A probation case involving Danette Wynn Tashner is reaching a critical point. Ms. Tashner faces potential conviction after failing to complete a court-ordered Thinking Matters course citing financial difficulties. The court has given her a final chance. She must either complete the $115 course by March 22nd or perform 12 hours of community service. All proof must be submitted before a review hearing on March 27th. And failure to comply will result in immediate consequences, including conviction or an unsuccessful discharge from probation. Ms. Tashner is also on a payment plan, owing $20 a month towards fines and cost, with the first payment due by the end of February. She still owes $65 in restitution, and the court emphasized strict adherence, warning that missed payments or appearances could lead to additional fees or even jail time. And Matthew N. Shears of Pigeon appeared for arraignment on February 11th. Court documents show that Shears is facing three counts of larceny by conversion, along with two counts involving non-sufficient funds checks. Under a plea agreement, Shears has agreed to pay full restitution to the victims. Sentencing is scheduled for April 13th at 9 a.m. in Circuit Court. And in a recent court decision, Andrew Wilbur has been sentenced to 6 months of probation for disturbing the peace, despite the prosecution's push for incarceration. The judge adopted the recommendation of probation officer Jesse Osentoski, opting for probation over jail time. Wilbur's probation comes with strict conditions, including 24 hours of community service due by June 1st, 2026, and a ban from the Sweet Fire Tobacco Shop in Bad Axe. He also faces $615 in fines and costs payable by June 30th, 2026, and a 15-day jail sentence has been suspended, serving as leverage. Any probation violation will trigger that jail time. In a separate matter, Wilbur received an unsuccessful discharge from probation for a previous stalking case, incurring an additional $200 fine on top of $755 already owed. The court's ruling emphasizes compliance with clear financial obligations and a jail sentence hanging in the balance should Wilbur fail to meet his terms. And a former Michigan Department of Corrections officer from Saginaw will serve jail time after admitting to smuggling drugs into a state prison. 64-year-old Kernef Jackson pleaded guilty to 9 felony counts, including multiple charges of delivering small quantities of narcotics and for bringing drugs into the St. Louis Correctional Facility in Gratiot County about 2 years ago. Due to conflicts of interest, a Midland County judge, Stephen Karras, presided over the case since Jackson's brother serves as a Saginaw County Circuit Court judge. Karras sentenced Jackson to 300 days in jail, giving him credit for 3 days already served, followed by 3 years of probation. Prosecutors did not recommend a prison term, leaving the decision to the judge. Two others were also charged in connection with the case: inmate Gregory Jones, who received an additional 7-year sentence, and his daughter, Brylin Oliver, who will be sentenced later this month. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, obituaries, and cancellations.